Aloha! You are listening to Inside the Desert Oasis Room, episode number 128. This episode is sponsored by Tandawai Rum, the world's largest rum producer and winner of over 170 international medals in the past four decades. Check out their webpage at tandawaiusa.com or follow them on Facebook or Instagram at tandawaiusa. This podcast is also sponsored by the Tonga Hut. Opened in 1958, the Tonga Hut in North Hollywood is LA's oldest continuously run tiki bar. Dine in a secret tiki hideaway or learn about rum and rum history at one of their educational seminars. And if you're up to the challenge, take the journey to join the Loyal Order of Drooling Bastards. For information on events, Rum Club, and more, go to TongaHut.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram. This episode is sponsored by the Tiki Bar T-Shirt Club, where their monthly t-shirt designs pay tribute to a Polynesian bar or restaurant from days long past. Each design is available for a limited time and will never be produced again. For more information and to check out this month's shirt, visit TikiBarT-ShirtClub.com. On this episode, we chat with international recording artist Jacopo. Jacopo is a culturally wise island reggae artist that's lived all over the world. He was born in Orange County, California, and after a difficult childhood, was eventually adopted and raised by a local Samoan family on the South Pacific island of Upolu, Samoa, where he lived an island lifestyle in a small village with no refrigerators, no beds, no TVs or modern amenities, where villagers all survived on fishing and farming, and family disputes were solved by the Fa'a Mata'i system, comprised of benevolent and wise village chiefs. Today, we chat with Jacopo about his unique global upbringing, how this started and affected his music, his creative influences and his perspective on the world, and what the future holds for his music. As always, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did bringing it to you. And if you did, hit that subscribe button. Subscribing makes it easier for you to follow our adventures. Shares on your social media pages are always appreciated. And if you'd like to help support the show, go to DesertOasisRoom.com to pick up some merch or make a donation. This podcast does not survive without the help of its sponsors or its listeners, so every purchase or donation, no matter the size, is totally appreciated and helps keep this podcast coming to you every week. Okay, party people, here he is. Give it up for my friend, Jacopo.
Inside the Desert Oasis Room.
Bless up, this is Jacopo and you're listening to Inside the Desert Oasis Room.
Nada, so.
Me crazy, but it's amazing. You open my heart, letting you know now. Where do we go now? We can be everything on the up. Friends gonna see me, I know they don't feel me. The flashy cars with loads of money to spend. I cannot fake it. It's been lately. Hey yo, hey yo, bring your love to me. Gotta see me, God is irrational. Hey yo, hey yo, bring your love to me. Gotta see, we got a supernatural. Hey, she want it all. She want it all. She want it all. Ah, she want it all. She want it all. Supernatural lady, come save me. Owning this moment and I won't let us fall. Palm trees in the background, that's the way love sound. Never felt this from the day I was born. Sometimes I feel dreamy, this couldn't be me. Words can't express no matter how hard I try. I cannot fake it, this feeling lately. Ayo, ayo, bring your love to me. Gotta see me, God is
is the rationale. Hey yo, hey yo, bring your love to me. Gotta see, we got a supernatural.
Aloha, party people. We are back for another episode of Inside the Desert Oasis Room, and I am privileged to sit down today with recording artist Jacopo. Aloha.
Aloha, brother. Bless up, bless up. Yeah,
I appreciate you joining us for the podcast, Jacopo. Thank you so much. Am I saying that right, by
perfect,
the way?
Perfect, perfect. Okay. Absolutely.
Now, what I tell a lot of the people that listen to the podcast is, I know a lot of the answers to these questions, but I'm going to ask you anyway for their benefit, right? For the people that don't know. I love the story of the name Jacopo. Can you give a little bit of background of that?
Biblical, or you talk, you know, it's a Bible name. In the Bible, it's Jacob, Jacopo.
Right, right. Yeah.
Jacob. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy because I've actually noticed that the Bible story is kind of played out in my life in reverse.
right.
In a lot of ways, it's been playing out in my life.
You have an interesting story. So, and I want to talk about that because you've lived all over the world.
Uh-huh.
And I know that you were born in Orange County.
Yes.
And then you ended up in Samoa.
Yes.
How did that happen? What brought you to Samoa?
Well, let's do the short version. My family gave me to another family to put me through schooling.
Okay.
That was also in their church, and so they kind of sent me over to grow up over there. I guess I was having a hard time, and you know, as a youth here.
Okay.
And so they figured to send me over to Samoa and the islands would be a better way to grow up.
Was there a specific reason for Samoa instead of another place?
I think it was the spirit that you know, that prompted my dad. You know, he had a feeling that he's supposed to send me there.
Okay,
and you know,
that's interesting.
Yeah,
interesting. You know, Samoa is, it's very simplified life, right? Very different from the lifestyle that we have here in California.
Yeah.
And so I think about, like, you know, how that must have changed the way that you saw the world and how you grew up.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So how much of an adjustment was there for you when you went there? Like, coming from here.
Yeah. You know, complete opposite, for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I lived in a village, you know, we generally lived off of the land, you know, like, So Sia was my, you know, like my father figure over there.
He worked
on a plantation. My mom worked at a school. She was the secretary for the principal. She, you know, she put me, you know, into the school that she worked at. I would play a lot of music, in the village life. Like, you know, we didn't have television, refrigerators, you know,
right.
Mostly generally, you know, we didn't right. really.
Wow. So really is a lot different.
We, you know, we fished, so Sia brought food from the plantation, like taro stuff like that, and then as a kids, you know, we cooked every night in the backyard. You know, we had a little folly for cooking and stuff, so we would cook, you know, we would play music at nights, you know, every night I like 5 or 6 o'clock when the sun would go down, they would ring the conch shell, everybody would go inside, everybody off the village road. I mean, you know, it's a lot of stories, you know. It's it impacted my life to a great measure,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Is that how you got into music? Was just culture, or did you actually attend musical classes or anything like that?
So I was pretty much always into music from like a baby. Like my mom plays the piano and she loves the piano. She plays every day. She also taught like for a side thing for fun for some kids in their church.
Right.
But my mom just loved the piano. She always played the piano. I used to listen to her play. So when she would get off the piano, I would jump on and play. I started writing songs at a very early age.
Wow, very cool. And so when you went to Samoa, that must have been like just a natural transition then.
Yeah, it was a very natural transition. The people love music over there too. So, you know, I had a guitar and they would always, you know, tell me to go get your guitar, you know, come play, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Amailo Kikala, you know, Sauka Kalepese, you know.
Okay. By the way, I don't know what you're saying.
So basically, they're just telling me, go get your guitar. Let's play some music. And so we would sit down on the village road, you know, at nighttime, and you know, guys would come and, you know, drink or just chill out, puff or whatever they're doing. Everybody's just kind of hanging out, listening. We would all sing songs and play, you know, through the night. And you know, that was when I got there, you know, it was a great, warm, welcoming, musical, fun, happy, earthy, natural, you know, kind of spiritual atmosphere.
Right.
And then I was invited to perform with a local band that performed at a local nightclub Friday, Saturday night. They would perform like the top 40 music. Everybody would go out to the club, but it was a live band.
Right.
And they would play mostly like, top 40 music or popular songs, but they would play in like a reggae style.
Okay.
And they asked me to join and be like the extra singer. So I would be like more like a rapper.
Okay.
Kind of a thing. Like I would fill in the spots and do a little. And that's how I started. And they started paying me 30, 40 tala. A night, and we did shows around the islands during the week, and that was through my high school. I was performing all over Samoa.
Yeah. Another question you get a lot is, why reggae music? And I mean, I know the answer. I know that reggae is all over the South Pacific, right? I mean, it's in every island. It's in Hawaii. Yeah. It's in the Cooks. It's in Fiji. It's in Tahiti. It's in Samoa.
Yeah.
Right. Were you a fan of reggae music before? Is this something that ended up becoming what you were listening to and performing because it was just part of the culture there?
So my favorite band as a child was UB40.
Oh, okay.
UB40, Beach Boys. Like I'm talking like 6, 7 years old. I'm getting tapes from the library, and I love like beach music, Beach Boys and UB40 was like a really feel happy thing. But I really didn't identify with the genre or something so much like that. But when I got to the islands, reggae music is definitely the music that's, you know,
right, yeah,
most influential. And so it influenced me greatly as well. And you know, really performing the music, you know, and we're walking around the islands and stuff, people would call out to, hey, Jacopo, Malo Jacopo, hey, Rasta. Yeah. People would always call me Rasta. And so, you know, I was like, why do they always call me Rasta? And, you know, I liked Bob Marley, I liked EB40, but I didn't really like conceptualize sure. it like as this is a particular, like, separate thing from everything else as much
yeah,
as,
yeah.
you know, as I started to grow older, I started to, pick up more of the message of reggae, and then that also helped, you know, brought me in deeper,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
to my roots and musically and spiritually as well.
Yeah. When you were performing there, was there a thought of becoming Jacopo the way you are today? Was it something that you maybe decided along the way, you know what, I think this is what I... As this is like my calling. I should be performing.
Yeah, I mean,
does this like just kind of just grow to where you are now, or was there a decision at one point where you thought, I think I want to become a career artist?
Yeah, I think when I was about 13.
Oh, you know, so that young?
Yeah, when I was about 13, I knew that I was gonna do music for, you know what I mean, like that okay. was my life path. I knew for sure, like at 13, I never really swayed from music.
Yeah,
it's been
yeah.
the guiding force in my life.
Yeah.
It's saved my life in so many ways. It's kept me on the track. It's taught me so much. I've learned so much. It's brought me closer to God.
Yeah,
you know, it's brought me closer to people, and it's amazing. I mean, I did have a vision, you know, as from about 13.
Okay.
For the music.
Wow, yeah. that's pretty young. That's awesome that you would know that at that age, because then you can develop your craft, and then you can grow into your craft, and then by the time you're at the age of adulthood, you're a professional, so to speak, right? Like, you're not, a lot of people are, they get a later start, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I dove into the music and the spirituality and the connecting with people side. I didn't dive into the business side, so you know, until very much later. So that was one aspect that I could have learned earlier, was the business side. But you know, it's everything, you know, in divine order, divine time. So
sure.
you know, I learned the business along as I went, you know.
So you, after you left Samoa, you came back here to the States.
I after Samoa, I moved to Hawaii.
Oh, you moved to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Okay. So not the mainland. So, cause I'm not really sure if I had this in the right order. So I'm glad that you corrected me. So from Samoa to Hawaii, and what brought you to Hawaii?
Well, I was growing up in Samoa, in the islands, and I just, that was like part of my identity. It was part of like, yeah. you know what I mean? My life. So I had a U.S. passport, and my adoptive parents over there, Moana and Sosia, was really encouraging me to like go to America or go to, you know what I'm saying? Go
right,
find
right.
my way.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I thought like being that I was born in America and I grew up in the islands, I felt like Hawaii was the place to go because it's like right in between Samoa
sure.
and
yeah,
California
yeah,
where
yeah.
I was born. And so,
yeah. So a natural,
yeah.
natural move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. How different was it from Samoa for you?
It was very different.
So there was another adjustment period for you there.
Extremely. Yeah. I moved to Waikiki.
Okay.
Like I was like Honolulu, Waikiki in Oahu, and I was really extremely culture shocked. I was not expecting like a big city like that. I thought it was
yeah.
going to be like.
Oh
you
wow!
Know?
Okay. Yeah.
So I had to adjust.
Yeah, because you picture, you're probably thinking in your head, oh, Hawaii, it's another tropical island. It's just like Samoa.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you come, and then like the busiest island, and you go to Waikiki, it's
holy moly. I had no idea, you know.
Yeah,
I had no
yeah.
idea. But, you know, Hawaii embraced me and with so much aloha and connected so well there. I felt I felt the mana from the Aina and the spirits from the ancestors and is living and
It's a very spiritual place.
I was really loving it, you know.
And then I think from there, did you go to Japan from there?
So between after I moved from Samoa to Hawaii, I was traveling back and forth from America, like California mostly. I did spend some time in Utah as well, but I was mostly kind of back and forth from California, Utah, and Hawaii for a couple of years, mostly in California. And I did a couple tours in America at that time we had a big tour bus. And then, you know, I made an album, actually recorded two musical albums and had a few songs that was like went to number one on the radio in Hawaii and other places and stuff. So I was touring, you know, in the States and in Hawaii for a few years.
Right.
And then I was in Hawaii in a recording studio, and someone that was working with Universal Japan came to the studio, was looking for an artist, and then she found me, gave me a record deal, signed me, and brought me to Japan.
Another transition.
Crazy transition.
And then again, a whole new culture you had to learn.
Absolutely. They didn't speak English.
Right.
You know, having to do business with people who don't speak English is very difficult.
So
very challenging.
When I look at the transition of where you lived from Orange County to Samoa to Hawaii, It kind of makes sense, right? You're coming from like this Southern California lifestyle, but then, like, you know, the story of your father sending you to Samoa and then going to Hawaii, it all makes sense, right? What I think a lot of people don't understand from going from, you know, those places and then to Japan, people might think, oh, why Japan? It's so weird. What I think a lot of people don't understand is that Hawaii is a very popular place for the Japanese to vacation.
Right.
It's an exotic vacation for them. You know, it's another country, and it's not as far away as the South Pacific. So I understand the tie-in there. I'm explaining this for my listeners that wouldn't, you know, they might find that kind of unusual, right? Like, why would they bring him to Japan, you know?
Right.
So just kind of a little explanation there. But I think what's even more interesting from there now, you've also been in Jamaica, and then you're living in Jamaica as well, right?
Yeah.
So another culture adjustment.
Mm.
All over the world, you get so, what's the word I'm looking for?
Multicultural. Culture.
Very worldly, right? Yeah. You've been able to adapt to all of these places and call all of these places home. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, amazing. You know, and it's made me... It's developed my character a lot, I feel, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And the music, I bet, too.
Absolutely, yeah. Even Japan, like, I was influenced a lot in Japan, yeah, like, in certain aspects, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, transitioning to the music, let's talk about the songwriting process. I would assume that all of these different cultures and all these transitions in your life have influenced that in some way.
Absolutely, yeah, okay. For sure.
What are your influences other than those experiences? Are there any, like, musical heroes that you have?
Well, definitely Bob Marley, you know? I mean, he's the, like, greatest of all time, you know?
Yeah.
And he was just a absolutely great man. I mean, his lyrics were so prophetic and powerful and meaningful and potent and easy to understand. He was such a loving person that cared about, you know, his community, and he cared about the people. He cared about the poor and the needy. You know, he gave back to the children. He, you know, he fed the hungry and gave shelter to the homeless, and, you know, and he gave words to the future generations that they could live by, they could be inspired, you know. And he spoke about truth, he spoke about real things. Also fun, free-spirited. I mean, what a well-rounded, I mean, what a great model, you know, what a great role model, you know, he was.
What about artists that you've worked with? Let's talk about that too, because I know that you've had quite a few collaborations with some pretty big influential people in the music industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I worked with Russian on a few tracks, like the track I did with Shaggy. Shaggy's another one.
Yeah.
For, you know, Russian is like one of the biggest dance hall producers, reggae song producers in the world. He's mostly working a lot with Spanish artists now, you know, like Farruko and Nicky Jams and stuff.
Okay.
But, you know, Sean Paul, Shaggy.
Right.
You know, Shaggy, Gramps Morgan, Morgan Heritage, Ziggy Marley's band, and Tough Gong in Jamaica.
That's cool.
Yeah, you know, Jack Cure, you know, he's a really great artist too.
Yeah. Wow, okay, so now that we've got all the formal questions out of the way.
Okay.
We're going to do some fun stuff here. I like to ask a bunch of stupid questions because this is the stuff that I think a lot of our listeners have some fun with, which shows the real man, the real Jacopo. Right?
Okay.
I think everybody wants to know the real Jacopo here. So the superpower question, this is a popular one I ask a lot of my guests. If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
If I could have any superpower, I would have to choose to fly.
Oh, that's a popular one.
Is it
that's
really?
A good one. That's a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I love it, you know. And I have dreams sometimes that I'm flying. And, like, I wake up in the best moods ever. Like, you know, just being able to run and just spread my arms and jump in the sky and fly wherever. Like, man, that would be so fun.
I had a friend who, he does a lot of traveling. And he said, no, flying's not good enough. Teleportation's better. Because if you need to be somewhere that's maybe 5 hours away, you just teleport there.
Right.
And then you're here and then there.
Right.
Instantly.
Well, see, the reason for me choosing the flying is because it sounds like fun.
Flying is,
I'm doing it for the experience.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, I wanna,
and
who hasn't
been on an airplane and pulled their phone out and taken pictures out of the window, right?
Amazing.
Wouldn't it be awesome if you were actually the one flying instead of being the one inside the plane taking pictures out of the window? Right?
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
I would take some girls up there too. Be like, hey, baby, you want to go to
heaven?
Let me take you to heaven, baby.
Okay, what about if someone were to make a movie of your life? Who do you think should play your character?
Huh.
I'll tell you my answer. I always tell people it's The Rock. Because we look the same, right?
Man,
we look like twins, right?
Well, the funny thing is like I know somebody because there's been like this thing on the internet. So, Matthew McConaughey.
Okay, there you
but
go.
He's older though now. So if we could like reverse him back to like 20 years ago,
they can CGI him down. They can CGI like the age out of him, right? Make him young. Make him a young Jacopo. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of people on the internet going over and over and over, and sending pictures and with my face spliced with his face. I'm like, man, y'all are crazy.
Oh, see, now I gotta go look at that. I gotta
it's
go
crazy,
see. Like, I don't see it.
I didn't see it either until they spliced our face halfway down the middle.
Oh, really?
And I was like, oh, shit.
Like, wow, it looks kind of, wow, interesting.
But, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'll have to do a casting call.
You're right.
But because that is definitely on the books. You know?
Yeah. Okay. Cake or ice cream?
Cake or what about cake and ice cream?
Yeah, both. Okay, that's a good answer. So my answer is always both, but some people say neither. They say, oh, I don't eat junk food. Well, you're missing out. Both. Cake and ice cream is good. Okay, how about if you could spend time with anyone dead or alive, real or fictitious, who would you choose?
Bob Marley.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, I would probably say Bob Marley, you know?
Okay. There you go.
Be amazing.
Okay, and what is something then about you that you think your fans would find surprising?
I'm vegetarian.
Okay.
Some people might be surprised, some may not.
Any guilty pleasures? You have Air Supply on your iPod?
I like cake and ice cream.
Okay, good answer, good answer. Before we wrap, I want to talk about your new album, Waves. So let's tell everybody about that. I'm really digging the vibe of that album.
Thank you, brother.
It's so positive. How did that album come together? And tell me about the music that you put on that album, how you chose to, you know, maybe the lyrics for certain songs, or maybe, you know, some of the tracks that you chose that should be part of this album. Let's talk about Waves and the whole process of putting that album together.
So it was really great. I worked with the same people the entire project. Chaz Rocks produced the entire project, and pretty much I had my friend, brother, Bo Napoleon, and Yakimo were, like, you know what I'm saying, my bros that were there with me through the whole process. We kind of bounced ideas around, and, you know, we wrote the entire project together. I think we made like 22 tracks, and then out of those tracks, we kind of narrowed it down. I think about halfway through the album, we had kind of like, I think after the second, yeah, maybe it's second or third, but let's say about halfway through the album, the tone of the album really started to take place, because, you know, that was one thing, is I was looking for like the right theme and the right continuity between songs, because I'm very diverse in my musical styles, like, and what I listen to. Like, I love like roots a lot, and I also love dancehall a lot.
Yeah,
you know,
and you definitely have a specific style for your music, you know. So, and I can see that, and I can feel that, you know. I'm really enjoying Never Letting Go, you know, the visuals in that. You have a lyrics video out there that has some really great video for Never Letting Go.
Yeah, we just shot the video last weekend, and so the video will be released here in the next week, so probably by the time this airs. So.
Yeah, yeah. So let me ask you, the lyrics for that, again, is like very positive, and it's almost like you're in love with somebody.
She says she never letting go. She says she ready for the road.
Who is this person that you're singing about, that you wrote this song, these lyrics with?
It's the Queen of Queens.
The Queen of Queens. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Is there any other songs on this album that you really connected with too? I mean, like, were there other things that you wrote about that you want people to know? Like, you know, this song is about this, or this is about that.
I would say, you know, my favorite songs on the album is Never Letting Go was my personal favorite. I started it on the guitar, which is very natural from the heart, you know, and plus it was like more like on the dancehall side, which I initially wanted to do more of because I listened to more of dancehall, you know. But at the same time, we decided for this album that we were going to keep it like kind of like a like mellow, irie, cruising.
Right.
So I wanted to really have the album have that continuity, so you could put it in, you go cruise and chill.
Oh, I love it.
You know, vibe.
When you say cruise and chill, those are the perfect descriptions for that album. Perfect.
Dope.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Guy like me who lives in Southern California, put it in your car, cruise down PCH. You got the ocean on one side, you got the sunshine above you. Perfect soundtrack for that. Yeah,
burn a spliff, whatever. You right, know, it's you all go. Good. It's all good.
There you go. That's another one. Smoke a bowl.
Yeah. Whatever it is, whatever, you know. But so Never Letting Go was like my favorite. My Revolution was another favorite, because I was like, that was the track that I really kind of opened up and you know, talked about current issues kind of tied it in with how I view the world and my spirituality. And also I would say On with Bo Napoleon was a real fun one. It's a real feel good one.
Right,
and then
right.
The last song of the album, Legends, you know, I put that one at the end, you know, just kind of, you know, give a meditative vibe. Oh, and The Wave.
Yeah, there you go.
The Wave.
There you go. So what's the future of Jacopo? Are we going to get a tour out of this album, or?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're looking at the spring tour, summer tour.
Okay.
We'll have a spring, summer, winter tour this year.
Okay.
Yeah, we got some great things coming. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to reach out to you for that. I want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, everybody that's listening, you know, tap in. Add me on Instagram, Spotify.
Let's give them your social media so everybody knows where to find you.
On Instagram, it's Jacopo, I-A-K-O-P-O. And Spotify, you know, I-A-K-O-P-O.
Okay.
You know, Facebook, same thing.
Thing.
Just get me, you know.
Yeah.
Tap in, you know, send me a message, you know. And I'll do my best to respond, let y'all know where I'm at. Follow the journey.
There you go.
Know?
There you go.
Positivity, you know, good vibes. All love, you know, and great love, greatness. It's a pleasure to be here in America sharing the music and to be sharing the music with the world. I'm so grateful to be in the position where I'm at right now. I couldn't be here without y'all, each and every one of you. I just want everyone to know I'm appreciative of all the love and support always.
I want to say one thing before we say goodbye to our listeners. I want our listeners to understand, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I just met Jacopo a few minutes ago, but the impression I've always had of you, Jacopo, is that you're a genuine, genuine person, full of positivity, full of light. I appreciate it so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, too. I appreciate you.
And I'm going to tell you, you know, I've recorded with a lot of different artists, and, you know, there's this whole saying, like, be careful about meeting your heroes, right? And some of the artists that I've recorded with were heroes of mine, and to be quite honest with you, I've been disappointed, you know, which is kind of a bummer, you know, but you're exactly everything that I see in media, on your videos, in your interviews. I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Gratitude and love. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you. And so for our listeners out there, make sure you follow our boy here, Jacopo, Jacopo Music on Instagram, spelled I-A-K-O-P-O, Jacopo Music. And if you have any questions, comments, you just want to leave a shout out, stop by our group page Inside the Desert Oasis Room on Facebook. Follow us at Polynesian Pop. Go to DesertOasisRoom.com if you want to hear some of our previous episodes or get a future episode. Let's support our boy Jacopo, Jacopo Music. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
Gratitude.
Thank you. Cheers and aloha.
She says she never letting go. She says she ready for the road. No matter wherever I go. She says she always gonna hold on. I swear that she's a keeper. We grooving, we vibing, we brought that reefer. A beauty, a goddess, a Mona Lisa. Look in her eyes and I had to keep her. She love me, she not letting go.
Letting go.
She not letting go.
Letting go.
When she love me, she get real close. She get real close. She love me, she not letting go. My conversation got me laying all up in your bed. Her juices get the flow and now I'm all between the legs. The reggae music playing, now she rolling her head. Rolling her head, since she rolling her head. She turning every head when she licking her lips. Loving me, loving you, doing what lovers do. Put you in a vibe, take a ride down the avenue. She love me, she not letting her,
letting go.
She not letting her,
letting go.
She gon' be here, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
She said she love me and she never gon' go.
That's for sure.
She says again whenever we see popo.
Watch out.
She calculate the money when it's big, low.
Let's get it.
She my beauty, I call her my little hot. Small waist and hips, she get fat.
She get fat.
She roll the weed and spark it up while I be jacked.
Yeah.
She get on top and ride it like a Kawasaki.
She love me, she not letting go. She not letting go.
She